Aircheckdownloads.com.
BBC Radio Newcastle News. I'm Alex Booth. For an update anytime, you get your smart speaker to play BBC News for the North East.
Thank you, will do.
Simon Logan.
BBC Radio Newcastle.
Goodness me, are we on again? I think we are. At the weekend, I don't think the speaking clock was on the microphone as often as we are. Mind you, of course, the speaking clock had very limited small talk. You couldn't have a banter with the speaking clock. He stuck rigidly to the script, whereas I just talk a load of nonsense most of the time. And, of course, looking forward to the third stroke. Obviously.
It's about damn time.
Oh, do you know what? That's Lizzo. It's called About Damn Time. Always seem to play it at this time every weekend. Which is About Damn Time. BBC Radio Newcastle, I'm Simon Logan. Hello. Welcome to Saturday morning. I don't really do politics, but this Nadine Dorries, she's the gift that keeps on giving, isn't she? Nadine Dorries. Now, she is the culture, media and sport secretary or something. How much does she know about culture and media? During the week, I think she proved the sport bit could be struck off her list. Did you hear about this? It's actually quite funny, for all the wrong reasons. She was giving a talk during the week, Nadine Dorries, to rugby league people. You know, she was talking to an audience of rugby league fans, telling them all about the parts of the sport that she really loved. One thing, unfortunately, she was talking about rugby union. She hadn't realised she was talking union when she should have been talking league. I tell you what, nothing really says I can't really be bothered doing this job quite as much as reading a speech out that somebody else has written and not bothering to check it first. I think she stopped short of saying that her favourite rugby league player was Jockey Wilson when he completed a perfect triple pike, having scored 3 goals to give him a 1479 dart finish with a bullseye. So, you know, she's not completely stupid. Now, the thing is, how are you for Saturday morning? I have a great show for you. I know I would say that, but let me promise it's absolutely true. Right here on BBC Radio Newcastle. Survivor was played, Eye of the Tiger, number one in 1982. Don't forget, if you love 80s, tomorrow lunchtime from 12 noon, fantastic 80s on BBC Radio Newcastle. Lizzo, we just said, and remember this from, oh, it must have been about 10 summers ago, all summer long, from Kid Rock. There's me saying it was 10 summers ago. It's actually 14 summers ago. 2008! That was a hit. I think you'll find there's a bit of Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd. And also the classic Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon in there. All kind of melded together to make a new hit. That was great, wasn't it? Never heard from him again. Kid Rock and All Summer Long on BBC Radio Newcastle. The sound of the Northeast. I'm Simon. 90s today from 12 noon kicks off our big decades weekend. I'll take you back to a certain year in the 1990s from 12. Will you work out what it is? Let me give you some clues right now. This is the year that we'll feature on Ultimate 90s from 12 today. I wonder if you get it from these clues and songs.
Relive the 90s.
BBC Radio Newcastle.
Guess the year.
Must have been love.
That was Elton's first solo number one. He had to wait until this year in the 90s till it came along, not including Don't Go Breaking My Heart, Elton John, Kiki D, because that wasn't solo. Before anybody texted and said, oh, Don't Go Breaking My Heart was number one, I thought I'd just I'd get in there with the caveat.
The sound of the Northeast. Northeast. Together we can make a difference.
We're all sorted now. Yeah, that's the year that's coming from 12 noon on Ultimate 90s, kicking off our big decades weekend on BBC Radio Newcastle. That means 90s today from 12, tomorrow from 12, fantastic 80s, and tomorrow night is all about the 1960s and the 1970s on Solid Gold Sunday. It's going to be good. The weekend. I feel it coming. Indeed, it's here.
Checkdownloads.com.